We just called it a picket fence.
Picket fence?
Yes, because us had ours, I guess to keep the dog, you know, we had ours about 5 feet tall. And we tacked the, you know, about that close together where they couldn't come through. Well, if you went to climb over there, 9 out of 10, and they had the top of them sharpened off in that angle. Mm-hmm. And that's why they called it a picket fence. See, if you went to come over there, you happened to get caught on there, it'd hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
But the wire fence, the way they would do hit to keep anything from coming over here after they built that wire fence, they used barbed wire to keep the cattle in, put two strands of barbed wire on top of the other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The first strand would be about that high above the other wire, and the other one would be about that way above it. Well, that, the cattle walked up there, the minute he touched it, that wire would stick him and he'll back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, nowadays in time, they use his electric strand, and you don't have to have a two strand of wire to keep cattle on electric strand. But back then, you used the barbed wire fence.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. When you put one in, you know those, you have to dig those, what do you call those things to put in like that?
Dig the post holes.
Okay.
And you get the post hole diggers and dig your holes, set your post in there, then you tamp the dirt around.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put your wire on them, and that's how you did it.
Uh-huh.
But the rail fence hit run this way.
I see.
That's how your rail fence works. See, that was the only way that you could keep it from falling without having to put something to hold it. See, this here, rail, when this one comes this way, you lay this one on it that way. Well, the next one you laid on it that way, and you kept your fence straight. That, you know, that's how you did it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, your fence was made stepping in and out. That's mm-hmm. what I call it, a stepping in and out, because it would put you more in the minor steps where you walk up to get in the house the way it was made.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about in the old days? What did women do around the house usually most of the time?
Well, my mother, after we got big enough to work in the field, she would mostly stay to the house, fix breakfast, fix dinner, fix supper, and then she would mostly do the little gardening herself. After we get the garden planted, I'd help her plant the garden, and that'd be the biggest she did after we got up big enough to mm-hmm. work in the field. Cause see, it was three of us boys, and my daddy, and we'd work in the field more than some days when she took a notion, she'd come to the field and call herself heaven. But she didn't have to die. She wanted to. But we had a good life living that way.
Yeah, yeah.
As I called it back in the good old days.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, like times is now, can't hardly make it. Because I used to take a dollar and get 5 gallons of gas back years ago.
Yeah.
$3 don't get 5 gallons of gas.